Well, in our last report, we spoke of the sugarcane crop in Louisiana and the damage it obtained from Hurricane Isaac.
The storm really came into the southeastern part of the state. That is our primary area, or one of our larger areas for sugarcane production. So obviously that commodity is facing some impacts.
That's Kirk Guidry of Louisiana State University Extension, who says despite the damage, there is still hope for a recovery.
Sugarcane is pretty resilient, and if we have several days and several weeks of sunny weather, dry weather, a lot of that sugarcane, even though it looks pretty rough right now with favorable weather, can kind of right itself to some extent and help limit some of those impacts. Obviously, if we have a continuation of a lot of rain, particularly over the next several weeks, it's going to worsen the situation for us.
And Guidry adds that sugarcane isn't the only specialty crop that they're assessing.
Our southeastern part of our state has quite a bit of horticulture and vegetable production, and we know we're going to have some impact from there. Again, we're starting to collect that data now. Information starting to come in terms of what those impacts might be in terms of an economic dollar impact.
Guidry also notes that their cattle sector has been affected by dead and misplaced cattle. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.